The excellent Vince Giordano with the wonderful Nighthawks. The Charleston is the best dance after all. Now, try to refute that. Well, some might like the Max Eakes, and if I find a good Max Eakes, I'll play it for you. But Charleston, until then, is the best dance after all. That was recorded in 1993. And Vince Giordano is playing every Monday night throughout the summer in New York City. Brave man, but he's doing it. Sophia's restaurant at the Hotel Edison, at the Club Cash, whichever that is, at the Hotel Edison. Oh, yeah, you'll find it. Just look it up. You'll see it. But do go see him on Monday nights, because once you've heard the Nighthawks, you realize that this music doesn't exist just on dusty old 78s, that it's still vital and being played. And between Vince and the West End Jazz Band and a few other great bands, which I, in my brain, won't permit me to remember at the moment, but lovely bands out there. You got to hear these guys. Wonderful stuff. And if you ever have the opportunity, please, please do so. New York City, it's expensive to get in, but it's worth every... It's an e-ticket. New York City is an e-ticket. Definitely. So, before that, we had Special Request for Coon Sanders, Who Wouldn't Be Jealous of You. And that does not have anything to do with dicta of any sort, or it is not a dictum, it is more of a question, and more of a rhetorical question, I suppose. 1928. Now on Radiola we have Clementine, or Clementine Smith, with a statement that is very, very strong. Nobody knows what a redhead mama can do. Well, I know, and I'm going to refresh my memory later, but still, here she is in 1924. Redheaded girl, even though
doesn't that look like Alabama? Why, sure, that's Birmingham. Is there any place so nice? Do I have to ask you twice? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's my paradise. And doesn't that smell like ham and eggs? No, that smells like bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs. Ham and eggs, oh, gee. Mr. Lindbergh may tarry, but I made God's own heaven, you see. And there ain't no land like Dixieland to me.
Coffin Double Play, actually, and I'm so glad. The Pride of Syracuse, New York, Irving Kaufman with the Broadway Bellhops, and you heard Bix in there. And the thing about that record is, well, you know, Bix didn't make too many recordings with the Broadway Bellhops because, first of all, he thought the costume was demeaning. He'd be sitting there on break in the bellhop costume with his cornet, and I know somebody would say, ask him to handle his luggage, and, you know, that was very demeaning, and I think that's why he became an alcoholic. But, no, seriously, it was a studio group, but I like my story better. And there ain't no land like Dixieland to me. That's more of a personal statement, but it has the force of a dictum, I would say, in 1927. Before that, Irving Kaufman with Bailey's Lucky Seven, and I don't know how lucky they were, but apparently they thought they were. Yes, we have no bananas. Now, that's very positive. 1923, beginning with Clementine Smith, or pronounce it the other way, if you will. Nobody knows what a red-headed mama can do. That's what it says, but, you know, that's been proven wrong. 1924, I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola and WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now, here's a statement, one of those blanket statements. And it's a little warm for a blanket statement, so you might want to just keep it on the side there until you need it tonight. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, 1929, from the hits of 30. That's why I wrote 1930 on the playlist. But it's 1929. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Unless you're Edie and Mean, then they want to get out of town.
Oh, when you're laughing, sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing. Be happy again and keep on smiling. Keep on smiling, and the whole world smile with you.
half a mystery in this country's history is my claim to immortal fame. I've just uncovered the greatest thing discovered since they found the world was round. At first it may not sound so true, but you'll believe me after I'm all through. Yankee Doodle never went to town. Let me give you the real lowdown. He never really had a pony boy. He was really very short and fat. All in the story, so skinny and bony, and so hungry till he ate his hat. Called the feathers macaroni. He sat under the chestnut tree. He and the blacksmith lipped their teeth. He was looking for his old lowdown. That's how he went to town. Yankee Doodle tried to leave one day. Packed his luggage and mounted his saddle. Then he started away. Never had a pony in the fire till Sony. How did Yankee Doodle go to town?
Claude Hopkins in 1935, a transcription recording of Yankee Doodle Never Went to Town. That's scandalous. You know what that is? That's conspiracy theory. You don't want to deal with that. No. Never deal with that. Before that, we had Clarence Williams Jazz King, which had Benny Carter, J.C. Higginbotham, I should put the H in there, and I've just done so. And Clarence Williams directing, James P. Johnson playing his own composition, Eva Taylor singing. You've got to be modernistic. Well, I guess I've disproven that one tonight. Anyway, I've disproved that every week here on Radiola. It's music of the 20s and 30s. Jazz and some pop and some calypso and odd things thrown into. I don't mind making it an interesting salad for you. But I'm not modernistic at all. You've got to be... anachronologic is what you have to be, which is to say to live is an anachronism. So you're anachronologic. Okay, let's try that word. Let's see if we can get that in the dictionary next time. And before Clarence Williams, we started with Louis Armstrong. When you're smiling, the whole world is smiles with you, 1930. I'll tell you, there are some people who smile, and I want to hide in the basement for about 2 weeks. And I'm not going to tell you who they are, because I'll get nasty letters. I mean that. I do get nasty letters. And if you send me a nasty letter, I'll send you a polite reply. And if you send me another nasty letter, you'll be consigned to cyber infinity forever and ever. And you won't like it there. No, sir. It's a very lonely place. Here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, we're going to continue with Bessie Smith in 1927. A good man is hard to find, and not that I'm looking, because, you know, I'm the other kind.
I regret the day. you always get another kind. Yes, when you think that he's your past, you're looking fine and fooling round some old gal, then you're
sweet man, that's worth the soul of my tears. mother was as wise as tenfold, and she knew her way about the men folks. Once she said to me, though you're quite a pup, daughter dear, it's time to wise you up. She said, love has always been my hoodoo. Though I've lived, I know much less than you do. Mother told me, there's no use asking why. He loves she and she loves he, the heart is quicker than the eye. Mother warned me, fair play doesn't apply. Turn your back and love goes whack, the heart is quicker than the eye. Love can kill you off, baby, faster than flint. It finds its mark and toots your ear. Dear sweet mother was careful and so sly, but my dear, you see I'm here, the heart is quicker than the eye. Mother got a little snootful. In September 1906, I was born alive and beautiful. I recall a few years later, I was taken with the measles, and my darling little mater would sit up all night with a good-looking guy. Oh me, oh my. We would travel quite a lot, but we always went to Reno. She'd remarry like a shot, not for long, but how could she know? Number four was a musician, he could swing it sweet and hot. Whistler's mother is a classic, mother's Whistler was not. He was dropped like the rest, mother always knows best. Say love is blind, I say love cockeyed too. The gift of grab obscures the view. Mother begged me, don't drink with any guy. So I was made on lemonade. The heart is quicker than the rye.
How could anybody but Lorenz Hart have written those lyrics? And there's a lot of dicta in there. That's loaded with them. Some of them are very very pointed indeed. Sung by Ramona Davies on an old master CD, which I got not too long ago, and I'm wanting to find a place to put that song because I love it. 1936, The Heart is Quicker Than the Eye, Rodgers and Hart from On Your Toes. And Lorenz Hart was on his toes, definitely, when he wrote that. But, no, Too Clever by Half. And, of course, that's the way I think, Too Clever by Half. So maybe if I get another half, I can get a whole set. Now, before that, we had Vaughn DeLeith very, very definitely saying, there ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears. That's what she says. And you better believe it, because she says it very strongly. 1928, starting with Bessie Smith, stating the same sentiment in a more... in a more forceful manner, indeed. A good man is hard to find, 1927. Wow, good stuff there. I have to say, those are great, great performances. And now, I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to be as positive and as authoritative as possible, given my authority here, which is basically to push buttons. And here's Orlando and his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra with Evelyn Dahl, which is spelled D-A-L-L. And this is a statement I don't necessarily agree with, because it depends on what's ailing you, I suppose. If you've got a severe stomach cramp, this love won't do anything for that. But let's just go along with the premise and then voice our objections later. Love is good for anything that ails you.
good for anything that ails you. Maybe there is nothing love can do. Love is good for anything that ails you. I've got a sweet romance or two. A kiss will pep you up. A little hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you.
kid, about 3:30. My daddy said, son, come here to me. Says, things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Think what you do.
It's the way hot she do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way hot she do it.
Think what you do.
It's the way hot she do it.
That's what gets me so.
Mama, mama.
Think what you do.
It's the time that she do it.
Think what you do.
It's the time that she do it.
Think what you do.
It's the time that she do it.
That's what gets me so.
Oh.
You can try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Please,
then you dive the swing. Oh, and think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Think what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
I know that's a hair later than most of the stuff I play on this show, and it's not really out of the range, it's 1939, but I love that stuff. Sometimes you just need a little of that swing in there. That was Jimmy Lunsford with Cy Oliver. It ain't what you do, that's the way that you do it. And I've just botched that, but it's true. It's absolutely true. It ain't the time that you, it is the time that you do it, because if you're listening to the show on the internet, on Live 365, you can listen to it anytime. But on WHCO, it's on from 8 to 10 on Friday nights. And speaking of which, if you stick around here on WHCL or WHCL.org, there will be a special program right after this. And it is, well, believe me, I always say it's well worth your attention, but this is, you know, part and parcel what I do. And I felt, and I recorded this show, and I felt it's definitely something that will is germane to what I do here anyway, which I love doing. And before that, we had Duke Ellington. You don't mean to think if it ain't got a swing. Now, that's incontrovertible right there. Ivy Anderson on the vocal, starting with Orlando, and his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra with Evelyn Dahl. Evelyn. Whichever. You know, this is one of those tomato things, but there's a lot of those tonight. Love is good for anything that ails you. Well, no, I mean, it hasn't helped. It's good. I mean, it's good, but it doesn't cure it. It makes you feel better. So, go with that anyway. Now, here's Leslie Hutch. Hutchinson, Hutch, known to many in Britain in the 30s and then and around that time. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Now, I'm sure people will take issue with that, and they're welcome to do so. And you may hear some dissent later.
Life's just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so. But you can't take the dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. For the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and love it all. People are queer, they're always crowing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? Address themselves this way. Why are we here? Where are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a short harbor day. Life is just a book of chapters. Too mysterious, life's too mysterious. You work, you say, you worry so, that you can't take the dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it the best, for the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and love at it all. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Repeating it's the berries, for the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? For life is just a bowl of cherries. Live and love at it all.
Hutchinson, life is just a bowl of cherries. And I think Irma Bombeck wrote the book, If Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, What Am I Doing in the Pits? And if you're feeling that way, you know, take a vitamin. You know, you'll feel better. Have a beer or don't have a beer. Maybe either one will make you feel better. So just do it. Do whatever you're going to do. I'm Andy Senior, and I feel pretty good, even though I have certain things I'm dealing with, too. But I'm doing all right here. I feel really good, actually. But don't tell them down at the courthouse. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I'll be on next week at 8 p.m. Perhaps we'll have another program on after mine next week. We'll see how that pans out. But tonight, in lieu of that, I'm going to stick around for another hour. I'm going to play a lovely show for you that you really will, I dare say you will, enjoy this, because I listened to it today and I thought it was just marvelous, and it'll just drop off the face of the earth if I don't play it somewhere. So I'll just play it tonight, and if you're listening, you'll enjoy it. And in case it ain't necessarily so, it was a bit raw for you or offensive. Remember, the fundamental things still apply too. So don't get your knickers in a twist. Here's Rudy Valley with a lot of dicta, and these are all categorical statements, so don't sweat it. They're really they're pretty true, and I've tested some of them. Rudy Valley in 1931, As Time Goes By.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension, with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory, so we must get down to earth at times. Relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such, they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.